Well, we've caught up with Greg Yoder from Keys for Kids, and we are talking about, of course, the season of thankfulness because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Greg, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Sure, it's great to be back with you.
Well, you know, as we are looking at, like I said, at Thanksgiving, obviously everybody's going to be sharing the blessings and looking back at what God has done in our lives throughout the course of the year. And that's immediately followed by all of the shopping and the kind of consumerism that overtakes the rest of the month in through the end of December. How do we want to encourage parents as they're dealing with some of this stuff to maintain that or disciple that attitude of gratefulness and gratitude in their kids?
I think, well, it starts with us because, you know, the question is, how thankful are we? And you know, Scripture is pretty clear, you know, be thankful in all things. And that doesn't mean just the good things. It doesn't mean just the things that appear to be blessings. I mean, sometimes it's good to be thankful for the rough times that you go through. And, you know, I know as parents, we struggle sometimes with jobs and the scenarios in which we're in, or maybe there's a family situation and you don't really want to go to Thanksgiving because, well, yeah, there's that. And you know, there's all kinds of things that can come in our lives that, you know, don't appear very cool, very, very exciting, very good in our own lives. But realizing that God even uses our circumstances, good or bad, to bring us to where we are. And so as parents, as we reflect that thankfulness, that gratitude for where God has us, that tends to be a good example to our kids. And here's the other thing that I struggle with, because as parents, as Christian parents especially, we want to be able to lead our kids to Christ. I mean, what better blessing would there be than that, being thankful for the fact that the Holy Spirit led our kids to a saving faith, and we had a part in that. And so making sure that we're communicating that message through Scripture. And, you know, I can't help but give a little plug for Keys for Kids Ministries because, well, we know kids, we know how to reach kids, and frankly, we want to give the tools to parents so that they can reach their own kids for Christ. And so out of thankfulness to a grateful God, or to a God who gave us salvation, so out of a grateful heart to God who chose us before the foundations of the earth, who allowed us to read his word, to come to saving faith, I hope that we'll want to share that just out of a heart of gratitude to God, to sharing that with our kids, sharing it with our families when we get to Thanksgiving dinner, sharing it with friends, and maybe even using this as a platform, this time of season or this time of the year, to begin not just being thankful, but exercising that Thanksgiving by sharing something with someone who maybe doesn't have anything at Christmas time.
You know, as we were beginning to talk about this, I was looking up articles because you were talking about gratitude starts with us as the parents. And I see a lot of things that are talking about the art of gratitude. Why has something that it seems like it would be kind of a natural response been elevated to the level of an art?
I think it has to do with our culture. Because we're so busy, we're so on the go all the time, and it's a me mentality. You know, it's about my family and me and I and all this stuff. I mean, you think about it, and I think pride is the issue too. When you think about pride, what is the middle letter? It's a I, and that's what pride tends to be. And so sometimes I think we forget how to be thankful because, you know, we're comparing ourselves to the Joneses or the Smiths, and it doesn't look that good. But when you think about the sole purpose for what we were created, and that is to worship God, as followers of Christ, we have the most amazing gift. And if we can't be thankful for that, I don't know. I guess I struggle with that. Maybe we need to maybe reflect on where we are. And are we satisfied in Christ alone? Are we really in a place where we're in a place where we can say to our kids, yeah, I know where I am. I'm thankful for what God has me today. I'm satisfied in him. And we as a family need to be satisfied as well. So getting back to your question about why we've made it an art, because I think sometimes we have a list and we check off the list. Well, I've done that. Check off the list. Well, I've done that. And now it kind of becomes this art form because you've practiced it or you've you somehow engaged in it. And I'm not sure that's what God had in mind. Maybe it is, but I guess I struggle with that question. How is it an art of thankfulness? Because I think it's a heart issue. It's not an art issue.
As we are wrapping up this particular interview, and you've encouraged parents to kind of build into the discipleship of their children in their faith, what other ways can they, what other resources can they utilize through Keys for Kids that's going to help them along with that?
Well, one thing is our radio network, Keys for Kids Radio. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio station. You can get it on the app. And that's something that can always, you know, it's just a way of being able to help your kids stay focused on Christ. And, you know, this time of year, we're being thankful on the radio, so you can kind of listen to some of those themes as well. Obviously, we have a teen devotional and a kids devotional, both of which have apps. So if you want to try it out, you can just go to the App Store, Keys for Kids, or Unlock Devotional and find them there. But we also have the availability of just communicating through these storytellers that we've created through other languages. And so out of thankfulness to, you know, to God for the heart change in your life, you can share it with others who may not have ever heard the good news of Jesus Christ in 6 different languages. And so we're excited, you know, about that. And of course, we can't help but think about our Word with Zach summer reading program. I know it's not summer, but there are still a lot of kids that continue that habit of reading God's Word every day since the summertime. And we're just so thankful for that. Hearing kids' hearts that have been changed for the good, who are now immersing themselves every day in God's Word through the help of the Keys for Kids devotional and, of course, focusing those stories on God's Word.
I was going to let you go, but then I started thinking as you were talking. So I'm going to, this is sort of like a backtrack to a little bit of content earlier in the interview, as I was asking you about like the art of gratitude and things like that. Another word that comes up when we're talking about issues of gratitude, you know, that people, some people will say this is something you should practice all year long anyway. And then there's a, not a trend, but a thing that is noticeable about a person who excels in the art of gratitude, and that is the issue of contentment. Just kind of briefly give me kind of your thoughts on contentment and gratitude. Are they mutually exclusive or what?
I don't think they are. I think they kind of go together, contentment and gratitude. I guess it depends on what you mean by contentment, but as I look at gratitude, as I think of my relationship with God, you know, there are moments when I'm not very grateful because of the situation in which I'm in. But I also realize that even in those situations, because not one person in the Bible who was called by God to do anything didn't go through really some rough times. And so I got to realize that, you know, if it was good enough for Paul to go through, it's good enough for me. And you can go down the list of people. And so, but I think, you know, when we go and look at all these characters in the Bible, all of them, maybe not all of them, but many of them had this heart of gratitude, this heart of thanksgiving, this heart of, I can't believe God is using me. I can't believe God chose me. I can't believe I know it and somebody else doesn't. And so that's the passion in which we need to live, because people begin to see that in our lives. They see a heart of gratitude, a sense of joy in all things, us wanting to help our kids understand the realities of life in a way that's guided by Scripture, so that spiritual focus, those worldviews in which they collide, really. And sometimes I think people envy that because they sense that sense of just, I don't know if it's belonging or just satisfaction. I think that's the best word. I think they sense that satisfaction that we are who we are because God created us this way. He has called us to be in this situation. He allows us to excel in many cases, or sometimes he puts us in a place where it is just rock bottom and they can't believe we're dealing with it so well. How many times do you hear that? And so I don't know if they're mutually exclusive, but I do know this, that as we look to the one who has given us new life And we don't stray away from that. And even in our pride, sometimes we come away and say, I'm sorry that I've done this to you, or I've done this, that, and the other thing. People understand that that humbleness is something that is God-given. And even in Matthew, you know, what does it say about the humble? That he rejoices in them, and blessed are those who are humble in spirit. And so I think that's the message of the holiday, of Thanksgiving especially, that we're thankful for the amazing gifts that he has given us, no matter what they are. And then as we look ahead to Christmas and think of the most amazing gift of this little baby who came to die for our sins, and that's, I mean, to me, amazing that this perfect God, a God-man, came to us to die for my sin, every one of my sin and everyone else's. And what an amazing thing that was. And how can we not shout it from the mountaintops? If it's the best gift in the world, why in the world wouldn't we tell people about him?